Hello.
Hello.
Hello, my name is Alex. We are calling from Opinion Research with a public opinion survey about Fresno County. We are not sending anything. Are you registered to vote in Fresno County?
Yes.
Thank you. On March 5th of this year, California will hold a primary election to nominate candidates for president, Congress, and the California State Legislature. The election will also be on the March primary ballot. I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the March primary election? Are you almost certain to vote? Probably will vote. Chances are 50-50, or you think you will now vote?
I will vote.
Okay. In presidential primary elections, some people vote for president and state officers, but skip voting for city and county officers. When you vote in the March primary election, what are the chances
I have voted for the last 75 years.
Okay. And what are the chances that you will be voting on for local offices like the Fresno County Board of Supervisors? Almost certain to vote?
Yeah.
Almost certain.
Not 100% certain.
Thank you. For classification purposes, could you please tell me in what year you were born?
No, I can't.
Okay, no worries. Are you or anyone in your household Hispanic or Latino descent by any chance?
Are they what again? Speak a little slower.
Okay. Are you or anyone in your household is Hispanic or Latino descent?
No.
Thank you. Do you consider yourself to be white, African-American, Asian, multiracial?
No, I'm a Caucasian.
Thank you. Generally speaking, do you think that things in Fresno County are going in the right direction, or do you feel that things have gotten off on the wrong track?
No, I think that everything's okay.
Thank you. I'm going to read you a list of concerns that many people have about leaving Fresno County. Tell me which one of these concerns is the most important for you in deciding your vote for Fresno County Supervisor. We have parental rights in education, housing affordability, public safety and crime, public infrastructure like roads and bridge, water.
Safety and crime.
Okay.
Safety and crime.
Okay, let me finish. Maybe you can choose for the other ones. Water policy, inflation and cost of living, homelessness, and jobs and wage.
No, safety and crime.
Thank you. I'm going to read you the names of some public figures. I'd like you to rate your feelings toward each one as a favorable or unfavorable. If you have no opinion or have never heard of that person, please let me know. The first one is Gavin Newsom.
No.
Unfavorable, favorable, or?
Unfavorable.
Very or somewhat?
Very.
Thank you. Gary Bradfell.
Unknown.
Okay. Joe Biden.
Unfavorable.
Very or somewhat?
Very.
Okay, Donald Trump.
Very.
Favorable or unfavorable?
Unfavorable.
Thank you. Paul Dictos.
Okay, yeah, he's okay.
Very favorable or somewhat favorable?
Somewhat favorable.
Thank you. Steve Brando.
Somewhat favorable.
Thank you. Thinking about the March primary elections, if the primary elections for Fresno County Board of Supervisors in your district were held today, and the candidates were Paul Dictos, CPA assessor recorder.
Yes,
Dion,
okay.
Dion Bourdais. Gary Bradfell, businessman council member. Steve Brando, county supervisor businessman. Or Bryce Herrera. For whom would you vote?
Gary Bradfell sounds good to me.
Thank you. How certain are you that you will vote for Gary Bradfell, businessman council
member?
Very certain. Thank you. How would you rate the job being done by Steve Brando as a county supervisor? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Fair.
Thank you. How would you rate the job being done by Gary Bradfell as a Fresno City Council member? Excellent, good.
Excellent.
Thank you. And we are halfway through the survey. We're almost done. Thinking again about the March primary, I'm going to read you some description of a candidate to Fresno County Supervisor. For each one, please tell me if you would be more or less likely to vote for this kind of candidate. The first one says, a candidate who is 80 years old. Who is 80 years old. Much likely?
No. Slightly, no.
Someone less likely or much less likely?
Not likely.
Okay. A candidate who has led the effort to remove pornographic materials from the county library?
No.
That would be much less likely or somewhat less likely?
Less likely.
Thank you. A candidate who will hold the line on local taxes and fees?
Very likely.
Thank you. A candidate who is a Democrat?
No.
Someone less likely or much less likely?
Less likely.
Thank you. A candidate who served in the military and works for a medical professional at the Fresno VA?
Yes, likely.
Very or somewhat?
Very.
Thank you. A candidate who will work to make Fresno County more business friendly, with fewer regulation and lower business taxes?
Very likely.
Thank you. A candidate who will bring more affordable, high-density housing options to North Fresno, such as apartment buildings and condos?
Less likely.
Thank you. And a candidate who voted to double the trash collection fee for Fresno residents?
Less likely.
Thank you. And the last part, I'm going to read you three statements about the candidates for county supervisor. After each one, please tell me if there is a chance, if there is no chance, a small chance, a fair chance, or a good chance for you to vote for that candidate. The first one is Paul Dickens. Paul Dickens currently...
A very good chance.
Okay, Paul Dickens currently serves as the Fresno County Assessor Recorder. He is running for county supervisor to be an independent voice and taxpayer advocate. As a CPA, he has the experience to root out inefficient and wasteful spending and close the county's $14 million deficit. Dickens will work to reduce the homeless population, increase affordable housing, fight crime, create jobs, and provide high-quality services to the public. And you mentioned that it's a good chance.
Very likely.
Okay. Gary Bradfell currently serves on the Fresno City Council, where he fought against masking mandates and business shutdowns during the pandemic. He is running for county supervisor as MAGA Republican to defend our rights and freedoms, protect taxpayers, and to stand up for law enforcement and our military. Bradfell will fight for honesty and transparency in government. He will ensure our rights and concerns and listen in that respect. So after hearing this information, would you say that it is a good chance, fair chance, a small chance, or no chance 4 vote to Gary Bradfield for county supervisor?
Very likely.
That would be a good chance or fair chance?
Good chance.
Thank you. In the last one, Steve Brando currently serves as a county supervisor where he has supported local businesses, cut red tape, and lower taxes. Brando has defended North Fresno for high-density zoning and fought to keep our tax dollars invested in our neighborhood. Brando is a MAGA Republican who has led efforts to remove pornographic material from the county library. If reelected, he will continue to protect our families and quality of life. Is there a no chance, a small chance, fair chance, or good chance for you to...
Small chance.
Thank you. And after hearing more information, if the primary elections for Fresno County Supervisor were held today and the candidates were Paul Dictos, CPA Assessor Recorders, Dion Bourdais, Gary Bradfield, Steve Brando, or Bryce Herrera, for whom would you vote?
Dictos.
Thank you. Finally, we'd like to ask you a few questions for statistical purposes. Generally speaking, do you think of yourself as a Republican, Democrat, or something else?
Republican.
Thank you. Would you call yourself a strong Republican or not very strong Republican?
Would you mind saying that again?
Of course. Would you call yourself a strong Republican or not very strong?
Strong Republican.
Thank you. Thinking in political terms, would you say that you are conservative, moderate, or liberal?
Conservative.
Very conservative or somewhat?
Very conservative.
Thank you. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
Bachelor of Science.
Thank you. And do you currently own your home, rent your home, or are you living with friends or family?
Own my home.
Thank you. And this concludes our service, sir. Thank you so much for your time. Please enjoy the rest of your night.
Thank you.